Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Each and every week, we have the latest and greatest home improvement information that we're going to share with you, and this week is no different. We've got a lot of great information to share with you, and to make it easy on me, I bring in my co-host, Joe Truini.
I was just going to say my job's easier because you're here, so how about that? It works out perfect.
Perfect.
Hello, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Yes, here we are, Danny, in the middle of April, and I think as the weather gets warmer, we're going to get more and more calls about people working on the outside of their house. So if you have a question about your home or yard, or even if you're still working inside, as I am, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
We definitely want to hear from you. We make it as easy as we can. If you'd like to send emails, send us one right now by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask, or you can pick up the phone and call us on the Today's Homeowner hotline, 800-946-4420. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Joe. People are looking at a lot of different ways to, you know, develop some areas outside and so forth, and thought we would talk a little bit about that. And then a little bit later in the hour, we're going to talk about cracks in concrete. We deal with this all the time. There are a number of things that you can do to improve the look of that concrete once you decide, and you know, make sure that it's not a settling situation, and we'll tell you exactly what you can do to be able to determine if it's really a serious problem. Also, we have a few more mysterious leaks we're trying to solve, deck tips, and problem solving on that. Joe, what about the simple solution coming up in a little bit?
All right. This is how to organize your garden tools. We're talking about long handle garden tools, shovels, rakes, that kind of thing. There's a perfect time of year to get those organized so that they're easy to find when you need them, but they're stored out of the way.
You know, one situation that we see so often, Joe, is, you know, let's say you have a home and maybe it's somewhat original to how it was built.
Right.
And, you know, the builder really doesn't give you much room to enjoy the outside. I saw a patio the other day that was 6 foot wide and 8 feet long. Now, now throw two chairs out there and you're done. That's
right.
Pretty much it. You know, no chance of putting a table or anything else like that. And I think that's one of the mistakes a lot of homeowners make when they're developing those outdoor spaces. They simply do not really make it big enough, because by the time you put, you know, a chair and tables and maybe a little, you know,
right,
a little side table here and that kind of thing, you've filled it up. So I think that's one of the things that we can recommend people, that when you're planning those spaces, plan to make it adequately sized to where you can grow a little bit out there.
Right. Too often the builder obviously just puts the bare minimum into the house, because the bigger he makes the patio or the deck, the more you have to pay for the house. So they're offering you something. But I've even seen homes where they have a sliding patio door or a French door leading out onto what would be a deck, but there's no deck. There's just the ledger. They literally just put the ledger, which is the horizontal board that you fasten to the house, and then you build a deck off of it, but there's no deck. So I guess it's like, well, it's nice that they put in the sliding doors and they put in the ledger, but it's really doesn't do me much good. So it sort of depends on, I guess, how much you want to pay for the house, and then you could build the deck, or in this case, the patio. And you have a small patio. A lot of people think, oh, now I have to tear up this whole patio, and you don't often have to do that. Sometimes you can build onto it, you can build over it. So depending on the situation, and we get, you know, homeowners calling us to the radio show all the time saying, I have this little patio, what can I do with it?
Well, there's a number of times that we've taken those patios, and so many times the small concrete areas you have behind the house will be recessed down about 3.5 inches coming out of that door.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you, you can use a paver that's only 1.5 inches and glue it straight down to that surface. It's going to improve the look of it considerably, but then go ahead and use those pavers to expand it out, maybe even change the shape of it a little bit to add a little interest in that. And when you get outside the area where you're not gluing it down to the slab, then you can put down the paver base, pack it down, put the pavers on there, and you can have any size patio you want. And one of the advantages I've always thought about on the pavers is, you know, you can kind of let it grow as your budget and time allows it to grow.
Right.
You know, you can make the 10 by 12 and have a great little patio area, and later on add another 10 by 12 to it if you wish, as you, you know, grow out there. And because once you get a nice, comfortable patio, maybe you get it with the outside speakers, maybe you got a little water feature there, you're going going to end up spending as absolute much time as you can out there. So to be able to expand it and not have that color difference, that's a problem with concrete. You pour concrete,
right. Yep.
I don't care if you pour it next week, it's going to be a different shade and a different color that you're going to have on it.
Right. And the other thing I've seen people do, which is really smart and pretty affordable, is they'll put down the pavers, whether it's across a concrete patio or just on the paver base starting new. And then they continue it, but not as a patio, but or as a paver patio, but as a walkway, or, you know, like kind of like it goes around the house, a beautifully curved walkway, even if it's only 2 or 3 feet wide. Maybe it goes around the garage to the front of the house and meets up with the driveway, or maybe it goes out to a shed or someplace else, some walking area where instead of you're just walking on wet grass or mud or wearing out, someplace where there's foot traffic ordinarily. And that's a affordable and really durable way to put something down that's, first of all, it increases the look of the landscape, of the hardscaping area of your yard. It looks great. You can plant flowers along the border or whatever. But again, if you have any kind of place where you have erosion or soggy yard, this is a great way to make that yard a lot more usable.
Hey, I'll tell you something that we did just last week that'll be coming up on one of our episodes of the Today's Homeowner Television Show is we did have one of those small patios, and it was really a very nice looking one, had a nice tile down on it. But the problem with the tile had been down about 8 or 9 years, almost impossible for us to match that to expand it. So you know how the well-known rule in a lot of different projects that you do, if you can't match it, then go for something completely different looking.
Exactly.
And,
yeah.
And that's what we did. We actually dug down just a couple inches, and we put the paver base down. You know, you can buy this paver base,
which is just crushed stone, by the way, in case you're not familiar, right?
Yeah, recycled crushed stone, crushed concrete. Most of the time, it's a bit of a gray or light gray kind of coloring to it. Well, we put that down, and we raked it out real nice. Then we took bags of pea gravel and sprinkled pea gravel over the top of it and coated it. Then we used our hand tamp and tamped it down solid, and it just locked together. It had this really cool look to it. It was very inviting going from the existing patio out there, and it was packed down sufficiently just by using a small hand tamp. Didn't even have to use a motorized tamp, but it was just perfect to put the table. They had we brought in a table and 4 chairs and plants, and even built a little bench over to the side. Chelsea came up with this great idea for a little casual bench that had a plant shelf on the back side of it that was all incorporated together. So that's another way. And you're talking about very do-it-yourself friendly, very inexpensive. And you know what? Later on, if these homeowners decide to put pavers down, well, they're already ready to go with the paver base all in place and good, you know, a really good situation, very attractive.
And as you said, it's super affordable. And if one area gets a lot of water and it starts sinking down, how much can it cost? Another $20, pour out more pea gravel, tamp it down, and you're all set. And speaking of working out on outdoor projects, Danny, you had mentioned, I think it was just last week, you're heading up to your daughter Emily's house to lay some sod. How did that go? Come on.
Now, you would think 4.5 pallets of sod. That doesn't sound that bad.
Not too much, yeah.
But, yeah, it was it's quite a bit of work, but I'm telling you, nothing more gratifying than doing that. We had a rototiller, so we were able to rototill up all of the lawn.
Right.
And, you know, this lawn on the back of her little townhouse was about 25 by 90.
Okay.
So we just started at the house and did a little rototilling, put in a few amendments to improve the soil a little bit, and then put the sod down, green sod up, and worked our way right out of the back gate by about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All of us were very tired, but very, very satisfied. And it just really turned out great. And nothing better than seeing that your daughter's big smile on her face and having that bit of pride that comes along with getting a project done like that at your house. It really was cool. This is a great time of the year before it gets really, really hot to think about some of those type of projects that you can really enjoy as it grows and have that nice established yard. So good way to go on that. Hey, we're just getting started here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We've got a lot of information to share with you, just like we do every week. And I'll remind you again, you can join in by calling us at 800-946-4420. If you'd like to send us an email, do so by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And if you send us an email this week, get ready. We're going to answer as many of those as we can. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The sound of you doing is music to our ears. Order on the Home Depot app and get convenient delivery so you don't have to stop doing when you need something. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Today's homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, heard coast to coast on amazing stations like this one in Pensacola, Florida, WCOA 1370 AM and 104.9 FM. Big thanks to Tim Murphy and the whole team for having us on the air there. We're really excited to help everybody in that beautiful part of Florida. If you have any questions whatsoever, pick up the phone and give us a call, 800-946-4420. Send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now, we're going to see if we can help Cindy with an issue she has at her house. Cindy, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
Tell us all about this front porch you're pondering.
Okay. We've been living in our house about 31 years now, and I've got some cracks in my front porch, and I just want to get them fixed. We recently had some gutters put up, and I know that won't be an issue anymore, but I just want to fix my front porch to make it look better.
Yeah, you know, we see this a lot, and we've dealt with this many, many times, and, you know, it's just concrete is going to crack no matter what you do, and in commercial situations and in some residential situations, they have control joints, so they'll have a little joint that they strike in the concrete that basically is to, let's say, if encourage, you know, it's kind of like, okay, I recognize it's going to crack here, don't crack everywhere else, and so that's kind of what happens with that, but so often on front porches particularly, and I'm looking at a picture of your house right now, and, you know, so many times the crack will be right in the front door. Here I can see that you have it in several places, but the good news is this does not appear like there's any settling that's taking place. This is just strictly expansion and contraction, so that probably during the wintertime, these cracks might be a little bigger than they are during the summertime. It's amazing how concrete will move like this. The thing is, if you do have some blowing rain and you get water in there, there is a chance for the water to penetrate down through the slab, get to the soil underneath, and kind of make it a little spongy, and there might end up being some settling. So it is a good idea to go ahead and correct them. I'll tell you what you should do. You should go to the Quikrete website and look at the videos on recap. Now, also at todayshomeowner.com, we have a number of videos that we've done that we address this exact same thing. And it really does work very, very well. It's basically just a light coating that you're putting over the existing concrete, and it completely seals up the cracks. And unless there's a lot of movement, it'll keep them from coming back. So it's just like putting a whole new surface on that concrete. And again, it's recap. Pretty amazing stuff. I think that'll do just what you need, Cindy.
Okay, great. And will that be for the whole porch or just where the cracks are?
Yeah, you'll want to do the whole porch. And normally what I do is I mix up one small batch and then I just put a thin layer, you know, like 3 or 4 inches wide over the existing cracks and let that dry. It doesn't take just a few hours for it to dry. Then I put a light coating over the whole thing. And then just as it's starting to dry up a little bit, then it would be good for you to use a broom, a traditional broom, and just pull it over the damp coating, and that'll provide just a little bit what we call a broom finish, and that'll provide you a little traction so that that porch is not, you know, slippery when you, your family, or your friends come up to that front porch.
So will it be just like concrete color when it's done?
Exactly, yes. It's just a light gray color. And then after it dries a while, if you decide you want to stain it or, you know, with concrete stain, you can do that. But I would do that, take a look at it, and I think you'll be so pleased with it being, I mean, it'll look just like you poured a brand new slab.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
Okay. Well, get to work on it. Just read the instructions real well, because it has a particular way that you have to mix it. And then let it sit for just a few minutes and then mix it again. So it's very easy, and just measure out the water that you have in it. I've used it many, many times. It's always been a success.
I appreciate it so much.
Certainly no problem at all, Cindy. Thanks so much for being with us here on today's Homeowner Radio, and have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Well, Joe, so many times that is the solution to those type of problems like that. It's just the good, and you know, we can tell from the photos that the one side of the crack is level with the other side of the crack.
Yeah.
We know that if that is a little bit of a difference, then it's a whole different approach to the problem cracks like that.
Yeah, I mean, often, you know, if there's a separation where there's a crack and one side's higher than the other, that means a crack goes all the way through the slab, all the way through the patio. And every concrete contractor I've ever spoken with has said there's nothing you can do to repair that. I don't care about jacking it up or what, you have to basically pull it out. Thankfully for Cindy, she just has cracks. And the reason, you know, we usually recommend recap to refinish the whole patio is because you can patch these. There's different patching materials, but they're going to be so obvious. You're going to see where the cracks were. You won't be able to see the cracks, but you will be able to see the patch. And this is on the front of her house. She's going to see it every time she comes in and out of the house. So, yeah, putting on a resurfacer like Recap is definitely a better solution.
There you go. A lot of different options when you have concrete. You don't have to put up with it being ugly. There's a lot of ways that you can dress it up. Let's get right to the emails. Again, if you'd like to send us one, todayshomeowner.com/ask. This came from Trevor in Tallahassee, Florida. How can I change the color of the brick on the outside of my home? I heard it could be whitewashed or something like that. Do you know how this is done? Oh boy, I'll tell you, it is happening everywhere. So many people are whitewashing or lime washing the outside of their homes. It's a trend, a strong trend, and for many houses, it can make a dramatic difference, you know, because brick has a purpose, but some brick just looks so out of date. I kind of see some of these bricks sometimes, Joe, that I almost want to say it has a yellow kind of a look to it and so forth.
Right,
and
yeah.
Maybe that was cool back in 1974, but it just doesn't have that crisp, clean look that so many people are looking for.
Right.
But the problem a lot of people, as you know, Joe, that will do, they'll just go with latex paint. They'll just paint it on there.
Can't do that.
You're sealing up the outside pores of that brick, and brick is designed to breathe. So I'm sure down the road a little bit here, we're going to find some of those problems where people didn't realize that. And Trevor, what we've done in the past, what we found, and we've done this on, I think, three houses now so far, is a coating called Roma Bio. It's R-O-M-A-B-I-O. And it's a coating, amazingly easy to use. You can use a sprayer, a roller, or a paintbrush, whatever you want. All you simply do is pressure wash the exterior of the house because you want it nice and clean, and it doesn't even have to dry all the way. Just let it dry some. Then you apply this one coat and you're done. I mean, we did an entire house, Joe. I guess the house was probably 2,500 square feet.
Right.
We did the whole entire thing in just one day.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, we had a little bit of time the day before doing a little bit of prep and so forth.
Right.
But then we did a sprayer, and then the homeowner came back and removed most of the coating on random bricks. You know, that old world look.
That's great looking.
Man, I just couldn't believe it at the end. I mean, we had a traffic jam in front of this place with people stopping, saying, "What did you do?" You know,
yeah.
And people just loved it.
Maybe they thought you painted the house the wrong color because you painted it, then she was out there wiping the paint off. Like, what happened? Yeah.
And that's another thing. You have about, I guess, 3 to 4 hours.
That's right.
That you can remove as much or a little of this material so that you get just that look and just that level of finish that you want. And you can go to todayshomeowner.com and check out our videos on whitewashing homes. We also have a number of them about lime washing fireplace faces if you're looking to do something similar for that interior brick as well. But I think it's a very viable thing, and most important, it allows the bricks to breathe so that you don't end up with an excessive moisture problem later on.
Yeah, it's called a mineral paint,
in case
anybody wanted to look it up, which is what allows it to breathe. But it does transform the house. I think a lot of times, you know, if you're in a neighborhood with a brick house, often a lot of the houses or all the houses in your neighborhood are built with the same brick, and maybe you just want it to look a little different. So people do go and paint it. But if you're going to paint it, just like if you're painting anything else, you have to make sure to use the right product. And for exterior brick, mineral paint is the way to go.
And I think emphasizing reading instructions is kind of contrary to what most people think us men do, right, Joe?
Well, it is often.
So we have to stand up for the men out there that do read instructions, because somebody started a rumor that we don't read instructions, that we just, you know what you're doing. Just go on and do it, huh?
Well, we read them after we figure out that whatever we've been doing isn't working. But I must say, since we've been on the radio and we're trying to be very conscientious about telling listeners to read instructions, I've been reading them. It's like I'm taking my own advice, finally.
Yeah, well, I think they're getting better, because there for years they were not what they needed to be. So
right.
Maybe that's getting a lot better. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about brick homes. Well, sometimes there will be mysterious leaks, and there's certain ways, no matter what kind of leak you have in your home, that you can find out exactly where it's coming from. We're going to give you our recommendation and share with you a lot more cool home improvement information when we come back right here on today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And welcome back to the show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment, brought to you by the Home Depot, how doers get more done. You know, the question for most homeowners is not if they need a ladder, it's how many ladders do they need. A short step ladder, a tall A-frame ladder, or a tall extension ladder? Well, Gorilla Ladders made the answer yes with their new 18-foot MPXA aluminum multi-purpose ladder, because it can function as all of those and a whole lot more. Because it's aluminum, it's lighter than most multi-purpose ladders, but still has a 300-pound rating. Now, you can easily adjust the height with one hand thanks to the user-friendly speed locks, which operate with a single quarter turn in either direction. And the extra large heavy duty hinges provide more strength with less flex and sway for safer climbing. Plus, like most really good multi-purpose ladders, it can be used in a variety of different ways in situations, like maybe you're working in a stairway or as a base for some type of scaffolding. So if you're in the business here a little bit, need a ladder, no matter what you're doing in and around your home, you can find out more about the Gorilla 18-foot multi-purpose ladder by logging on to HomeDepot.com. And I certainly like that, Joe, about it being lighter, because I remember I bought one of the very first multi-purpose ladders, and I remember writing a check for $419.
Wow.
I thought, man, this thing doesn't even have wheels for me to drive it into the job site. But I used it, and probably built up my shoulders pretty good bit by lugging this thing around.
Yeah.
But man, they were so heavy, it just didn't make sense. So I'm glad to see Gorilla Ladders recognizing that and making things a little bit lighter without sacrificing any of the strength.
Right. And the biggest change they've made in these new generation ladders is the mechanism for opening it and closing it and bending it into an A-frame or as a scaffold. Because before, the locking mechanisms were almost impossible to operate, because they wanted to make them extra safe. But if it's a multi-position ladder, it doesn't help if I can't make it a multi-position ladder. So I'm glad they fixed that.
I remember using that ladder one time, and I had it fully extended vertically straight up.
Right.
And I was about to pull the little pins out so that it would drop down. And the homeowner that we were working with opened the door and said something to me just as I was pulling that.
Right.
I turned to look at her. At that exact moment, this ladder came straight down and landed on my little bitty toe. Now, my little bitty toe is only about 3/4 inch long, you know, like that. Well,
how long is it now?
It is quite flat, but it completely crushed all the bones in it.
And then, of course,
I was then faced with having to curtail what I was thinking of saying. But I remember going, and I went to the doctor, that I, you know, there's nothing you can do. They tape it to the next toe and they say, good luck. Why did you do that? They'll ask you that. Why did you do that? Well, if I had it all over to do again, I would not do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get back to the today's homeowner hotline. Danny is on the line right now from Louisiana. Danny, welcome to the show. You got a great first name there. Tell us what's going on with everything that's happening at your house.
Okay, thank you. We have a brick home, two-story brick home that's about 20 years old, and they're bricks all the way up to the roof, the gable end. And before we even moved in the house, we had some leaking windows, And the contractor tried to do several things, and, you know, it didn't help at all. They sprayed some kind of water seal on the mortar, and that didn't help. And unfortunately, about a year and a half ago, Hurricane Laura came through and caused a bunch of damage. We're out of the house 9 months.
Wow.
And we had a new contractor, and we had him replace the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, long story short, it didn't do any good. It still leaked. And here about a week and a half ago, we had a pretty hard blowing rain, and I called the contractor, and he came up and got in the two-story attic. And he said, you know, the mortar is jagged inside the wall. He said the water was coming through the mortar, dripping, you know, top of the window in the house and, you know, causing it to leak. I have several concerns. You know, one, if the, you know, the wall is leaking, but I wonder on each side of the window, you know, the bricks all the way to the top and the bottom, if the whole wall is leaking, where is that water going? There's no weep holes on the gable sides of the house. Now, for some reason, on the sides of the house where the roof comes down to the first floor,
mm-hmm.
there's a weep hole about every 6 feet.
Hmm.
My major concern is the window's leaking.
Sure.
And we do have to have a blowing rain for them to leak.
Mm-hmm.
But here in Louisiana, that's pretty often.
Sure, I bet it is. And what now, where is it showing up inside the window? Is it showing up on any walls or ceiling or just around the window itself?
It's coming in the top of the window and dripping on the bottom of the window. And if it rains enough water comes in, it does run off of the window sill, you know, into the room.
Mm-hmm. And there's no vent of any kind on the upper part of that gable.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh. I want to tell you that there's a small circular plastic-looking vent, and I noticed it just has standard bricks running around it. But then there's a vent on a lower gable, actually above the kitchen window, that does not leak. And it has bricks around the circle, but, you know, they're not like the rest of the bricks. They're stuck into the wall, so to speak. So there's a little lip around the gable itself on the kitchen gable.
Right.
But on the upstairs gable, it's not.
Right. Well, you know, when we deal with a lot of leaks around brick fireplaces, a water can wick through bricks and enter into it. But that's usually somewhat of a rare situation. That's usually where water is really concentrated in one area. That's a lot of travel for water to get through the brick mortar and so forth. So the openings are usually the first thing that you suspect where water is entering. Certainly that vent is one that if it's traveling in that vent in some manner, and a lot of times vents, it'll just simply blow into the vent, and then it's going to track down the backside of the brick in between the brick and your inside wall. You have that gap of 3/4 inches or so, and it can track down in there. And then as soon as it hits the structure of that lower window, then it's going to feed around that window, and that's what you're seeing there.
Yes,
I mean, without seeing a picture and standing there with you, that would be my first thought, is that actual vent. Joe, do you have a thought in anything else that Danny could look at here?
Yeah, Danny, that's the first place I would definitely check is the vent.
Okay, let me interrupt you. I probably didn't say it.
Yeah, go ahead.
We had somebody climb up here. It's pretty high. And took a piece of plywood and cut it. I think it's like octagonal.
Right.
And put it in the vent and took some caulk and just caulked it in there on each side of the house. And it did not stop the window from leaking.
Right. Okay. Well, the only thing I could say is that windows in brick homes often leak, and it's because of the flashing wasn't done properly. And, you know, so what do you do now? If it was a wood-sided house, it's easy enough to peel back the siding and flash it properly. So I would have a contractor come in and tell him you think it might be the flashing, probably the head flashing over the window, and see if he can find some leak in that area.
And the other thing that you could also do, Danny, is just do a good strong water test. Take that water and put it right at the bottom of that window and then start moving it up around the window to try to force it to leak. That will show you where it is. If it doesn't leak around the window, try that vent, because it might be where the vent caulks in to the brick. Really a challenge on a lot of the different leaks like this, but hope we've pointed you in the right direction on that. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with more today's Homeowner Radio.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
Got a project? Tight bond sealants are the toughest in the industry, trusted by builders and contractors for reliability and durability. Our weather-resistant formulas stand up to extreme conditions. With extensive color matching availability and exceptional adhesion, they're versatile for any exterior use. No matter the job, count on high performance for best-in-class results. Tight bond sealants, the trusted choice for the pro in you.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, or just look dull. Now you can easily renew your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new finish that will last for years. For more information on Recap, visit Quikrete.com. Quikrete, what America's made of.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautifully tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. There's no mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Exmark mowers are crafted to work day in and day out, season after season. From zero turns to stand-ons, walk-behinds, and push mowers, Exmark's legendary lineup of mowers were built for durability, reliability, and comfort to get you on and off the lawn in less time, so you can get back to the things that matter most. And because it's an Exmark, you always get that legendary cut quality that landscape professionals count on. It's no wonder why Exmark is the official mower of the backyard life. Visit Exmark.com today to find your local dealer.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of.
You know, one thing we like to do here at Today's Homeowner Radio is when we keep getting questions about one particular subject, we like to really go to work and put together a lot of great information in one place. And we've done that for metal roofing. You know, it's something that's one of the most popular roofing styles these days for all the right reasons. And we've put together all kinds of articles like, you know, metal roofing buyer's guide and visualizer so that you can actually take a picture of your house and then put different types of metal roofing on that picture. And you can see exactly what your house will look like once you replace your roof. And also we go into why metal is one of the better options for re-roofing your home, why the strength and the energy efficiency is such a benefit on that. And also we've got a really cool story about Hurricane Ida that was no match for this Louisiana couple's metal roof. Very special couple, and boy, they had their timing just right in getting the roof on just before the hurricane hit, and they're glad they did. So here's all you have to do is go to todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. That's todayshomeowner.com/metal roofing. It's just a subsection that we just put together on todayshomeowner.com, brought to you by our friends at Metal Roofing Alliance. So any questions that you may have, just let us know. We want to make sure you get all the latest information on metal roofing. Right now, we're going to head to Illinois. Pat is on the Today's Homeowner Hotline. Pat's having a few deck problems. Pat, welcome to the show and tell us all about what's going on with this wood deck.
Well, we have a deck that is 41 years old, and it's on the north side of our house in central Illinois. And in 2016, it needed to be resealed and so forth. We had bought this home from my parents, so we've lived here for 9 years. And it, you know, needed resealed, but we decided we'd try the deck over by the bear. And some family members had also tried it and done so forth. So we power washed and so forth and put it on. But now it's just peeling off in great big strips. I mean, it just is peeling. You can grab a strip and take a whole big hunk off at the same time. So we're thinking that it's structurally sound. There may be a few boards that need to be replaced, but basically the deck is in really good shape, and we're thinking we'd just like to get rid of that deck over and go back to, you know, just try to seal the wood, and didn't know if there was a way of doing that very easily or not.
Okay. All right. Well, Pat, we have heard some negative things about this particular product. I'll have to admit I have not used it myself, mainly because of a lot of the negative things that we've heard about it. But let me ask you this. Do you feel confident that you did everything to prepare the surface as recommended on the instructions?
Well, we didn't sand things, you know, that, but we did power wash it and got it all cleaned and dried as best we could. And then we waited and did it in September when we had lower humidity and some dry days, you know, all together to get it done.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for those of you that aren't familiar with deck over, and Joe, you may know more about it than I do, but from what I've seen, it's a fairly thick application.
Exactly. Yep.
I don't know if it's rubber-based or oil-based. I'm not sure. I assume it's some type of acrylic latex of some kind. But
I have the folder in front of me, and it says it's 100% acrylic resin fused with ceramic microspheres.
Exactly.
Huh. What do you think on this, Joe? And I wonder why we're hearing so much about the failure of this product.
Well, because there's no way to stick a surface down, especially a thick surface like the deck over. And the reason they add that ceramic pad is to bond it and to add some durability to it. But the wood's going to move. There's no way you're going to just stick something on it. It's essentially just a super thick paint that wood's going to move. And we've heard from way too many homeowners who have had a similar problem as Pat's having, where this stuff just peels up, and it peels up in large sections. Sometimes you can just, I've heard of homeowners just grab it and peel it right off, and it comes off in sections. The problem is it doesn't always come off. So now what do you do, Pat, right? So you can either, any loose bits, you can certainly just scrape up with a hand scraper or a long-handled floor scraper. You could probably buy or rent one pretty easily. You could use paint stripper, but I think that would be pretty expensive because it's got to go through all that thick layer. I would recommend getting a long-handled scraper. And again, you could buy one or rent one and try to scrape off as much as you can. And what you can't, you know, depending on how much is left over, then you could just sand it off.
Well, we're in our mid-70s, and we're not going to try that ourselves. So, it'd be getting some ideas and hiring somebody to get it done. Because our daughter in Mississippi had tried the same thing, but they had a covered deck. So they actually...
Oh. Right.
They sanded everything and they put it on, but they've had the same problem with theirs peeling up too.
Yeah, well, I sure hate to hear that you're having a problem like that, and so many people are with this, but maybe call a few of the painting contractors that does a lot of work residentially. I'll bet a few of those have ran into the same thing and figured out a way to strip it, and that way you can come back with hopefully a semi-transparent stain that'll hold up a whole lot better. Pat, thanks so much for letting us try to help you solve that problem. And I hate that you're having that problem, especially we're going into some better weather here coming up right around the corner, and you'll want to use that deck. So I hope we've been able to help you a little bit, and best of luck on that remedy. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Add beauty and excellent foot traffic to all types of slippery surfaces around your home with the TrackSafe system from Deitch Coatings. Start with the new TrackSafe color code in 1 of 5 colors, pre-mixed and ready to install on steps, walkways, patios, and pool decks, even garage and workshop floors. Then finish with clear coats of TrackSafe anti-slip sealer to add slip-resistant safety. Plan your next project and order online today at the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Then take our easy-to-understand practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading the Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have access to the latest tips, tricks, and answers to your home improvement questions. It's like having Danny Lipford and his crew right there with you while you work. Subscribe to the Today's Homeowner podcast today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn more.
From installing a smart garage door opener to installing a bathroom faucet to removing a tree, the Home Depot believes you can do anything, especially the things we have how-to guides for. Visit HomeDepot.com for thousands of tips, workshops, and ideas for projects, big and small. The Home Depot app, how doers get more done.
You're listening to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, brought to you by Tight Bond, the pro's advantage.
Okay, you've been waiting on it, that just that perfect nugget of information that's going to make your life a lot easier, and that comes from our simple solution with my buddy Joe Truini. Go ahead, Joe, make it easy for us, something simple. What do you have?
All right, Danny, here's an easy organizer for your garden tools. We're talking about long-handled garden tools, shovels, rakes, that kind of thing. Most people store their tools in the garage or shed by simply standing them up and maybe leaning them in the corner. And there's nothing particularly wrong with that, except when you go to get one tool, you have to move a bunch of other tools out of the way, and sometimes they fall over. So here's the simple solution to that problem. It only requires three concrete blocks. This couldn't be any simpler. Just stack up the blocks wherever you want to store your tools. Again, even if you want to do it in the corner of your garage or whatever, just stack these blocks up. And then what you end up with is two deep compartments for storing the long-handled tools. So the blocks are heavy enough that you don't have to worry about them falling over. And you just take the tools, turn them upside down, and slip them in. And there's a video I shot that you can see at todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions. You can search for this and see how I stacked them up. Now, in this case, I used three blocks because I had enough room overhead to lift them up to drop them back in. If for some reason you have a relatively short ceiling above you, you can use two blocks is usually enough. This gives you a place you put your tools. They're not going to fall over. They're easily accessible. You can very easily pull one out without the others falling over. And when we shot this video, it ran. And actually, we went out to dinner with some friends not too long ago. And one of the husbands said, you know, I saw that video and I went home and I immediately did that and it worked perfectly. So got a testimonial on that as well.
That's good. That sounds great. Well, that's one of the things, you know, especially during the spring, you're starting to get out into your storage building or your garage or whatever, and that can be very frustrating. We have all those tools all tangled up.
Right.
First of all, if you have a tool there that you haven't used in the last few years, let's go ahead and donate it.
Right.
You know, give it to somebody else that might use it, because chances are, if you hadn't used it in 2 or 3 years, you're not going to use it this time. Also, you know, when you're organizing your tools like that, Joe, it really doesn't take long to sharpen those things up a little bit. I just bought a brand new file for that very reason, because we were out moving some sod around and some grass, and I'm going, why am I out here with this dull shovel, you know, when it's so easy to sharpen those things? And, you know, I'll tell you, that's another reason to go to todayshomeowner.com/simple solutions and just put in sharpening tools and maintaining tools. There are so many simple little tricks that you can use to make those tools last a lot longer, work a lot better, and again, like Joe's sharing in this one, just to keep it a little more organized.
Yeah, because this time you're going to be using these tools regularly, and you don't want to leave them outside where they can get rusty, and you want to be able to get to them when you need them. Just stand them upside down, stick them in those concrete blocks, and they're ready whenever you're ready to get to work.
Yeah, speaking of shovels with handles, I see in garages all the time people that have just the shovel and no handle. It's broken off.
Snapped
and,
it off.
You know,
right.
One day I'm going to fix that shovel. That was a special little shovel for me. And that's never going to happen. Go ahead. And shovels are easy and inexpensive. So just don't worry about that. Hey, before we go in this hour of Today's Homeowner, I wanted to remind you what you can see on the Today's Homeowner television show this weekend. We call it Family Room Flip. This was a unique project where we helped, and Chelsea helped a lot on the design, to remove and kind of move everything everything around in a particular family room that just was not working. We also altered some existing cabinets, which turned out perfect to provide a lot more room. There's so many subtle things you can do to a room to make it function better and make it feel and look a whole lot bigger than it actually is. We also had a situation where we had to repair a laminate floor where there was a void there. So if you're faced with that, this is a show that you need to see. And also, accent walls are always great. Chelsea came up with a really cool idea to make the ceiling seam a little taller by simply putting in an accent wall. You can see this and a whole lot more of our shows by just going to todayshomeowner.com and find out where you can see it in your area. Well, that pretty much wraps up the first hour of Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thanks so much for spending some time with us here on this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.